Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look into a really specific online space.
Yeah, the Moopy Forum, and specifically the discussions that kicked off right after Cilla Black died back in August 2015.
Right, so we've got these forum posts, excerpts really, starting from that day, August 2nd, 2015, and popping up again and again, even into 2023.
And what's fascinating is how raw it is. It's not, you know, polished media reactions. It's unfiltered thoughts, jokes, arguments. Quite different from the official story sometimes.
Okay, so let's jump in. August 2nd, 2015, someone posts a link, a Mirror article, Cilla Black has died.
And the reactions start immediately. You get a really blunt yes.
Wow, okay. And then something like Blimey Lolly, which I guess is Moopy speak for surprise.
Seems like it, yeah. It's just the range is wild from the get-go. Someone immediately compares it to Margaret Thatcher's death.
Which, you know, carries a lot of weight, that comparison.
Definitely. And then totally different angles. Someone says they were literally just thinking about her the night before for a snatch game on UK Drag Race.
Huh. Right, the celebrity impersonation thing shows she was still kind of culturally present, I suppose.
Yeah. And then someone predicts how Liverpool will react, like the whole city's grieving process.
That's quite a prediction to make. And then there's this comment. It's got a real edge of dark humor.
The, ooh, I do like a good random high-profile celebrity death on a Sunday.
Yes,
no one.
That's the one. It makes you think, doesn't it, about how we sometimes react to this kind of news, almost like entertainment.
Well, maybe it's a coping thing or just, you know, cynicism about celebrity culture, especially online, anonymously.
That anonymity feels crucial here because straight after that, you get such different takes. Someone just says, plain and simple, she was never a cunt to me.
Yeah, quite personal. But then, like, the very next moment, someone else is asking about conspiracy theories.
Oh, right. Linking her death to alleged connections with historical abuse cases and Cliff Richard.
Exactly. It's whiplash, really. Sadness, bluntness, conspiracy, all piled together.
It just shows how complex her public image must have been, you know? Different people holding completely opposite views.
And the forum just lets it all sit there, side by side, no filter.
Then the focus shifts slightly to, like, the expected media reaction. People waiting for celebrity tweets.
Uh-huh. Someone mentions their Facebook feed is suddenly full of orange hair and buck teeth.
Gosh, that's descriptive. And someone even imagines a sarcastic tweet from Paul O'Grady.
Right. And this is where those sort of pre-existing stories about her personality start coming out really strongly.
Like the comment about cabin crew breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, and the anecdote that follows, someone claiming she was rude on flights, these negative stories seem to have been circulating already.
So her death becomes a sort of catalyst for those stories to resurface. Why do you think those kinds of anecdotes stick so much online?
Maybe it feels more real than the official tributes. People are often fascinated by that gap between public image and, well, alleged private behavior.
True. And then you get the actual first tributes mentioned. Chris Maloney, Diana Vickers, Nicola Sturgeon even.
But even those get a cynical eye roll from some on the forum. Someone mentions a comment from Lad Bible that wasn't exactly respectful.
And Sky News reporting quotes from Russell Crowe and Carol Decker. But it feels like the forum users are just not buying the official narrative wholesale.
No, definitely not. There's a skepticism there. And then another anecdote pops up, this one from a supposed BA employee.
Oh, alleging bad behavior from both Cilla and Dale Winton on a flight.
Mm-hmm. It just adds more fuel to that counter-narrative about her being difficult.
So that's the immediate aftermath. Surprise, some sadness, but a lot of pre-existing negativity bubbling up.
And then as the thread goes on over years, these recurring themes and jokes start to emerge.
The most striking one has to be still dead, just popping up years later.
Yeah, it's so dark, isn't it? But it becomes this running gag, like a way of saying, is everyone still making a fuss about this?
It signals a real lack of, well, conventional mourning from that group, almost poking fun at the idea of it.
It definitely becomes a shared in-joke, a very dark one.
And alongside that, you get the phrase, rest in poo, coined as like a mock epitaph.
Yeah, there's no ambiguity there, is there? It's just raw negativity.
Crude, yeah. But maybe that kind of shared irreverence is part of the community's bonding.
Could be. And it ties into the other recurring theme. The descriptions of her as an absolute cunt.
It's harsh, but it appears repeatedly, reflecting a really strong negative view of her personality held by, well, at least some users there.
And that often connects to the idea of her being a professional scouser.
Right, the suggestion that she sort of played up the Liverpool background but was actually quite posh or put on a posher accent. in private.
Which feeds into a feeling of inauthenticity, maybe. Like her public persona wasn't, you know, the real deal.
And people often react badly to feeling like someone's being fake, especially celebrity.
Definitely. But then paradoxically, the thread itself seems to become something else for some users.
You mean the comment, Cilla Black dead is my, it will be okay.
Yeah. It's so strange. A thread about someone's death becomes a source of comfort or morbid amusement.
It shows how these online spaces evolve, I guess, from news reaction to something else entirely. A shared dark inside joke space.
The humor certainly stays dark, like the suggestions for her grave security.
Oh God, the cheese wire mesh and laser grid. It's so specific and grimly funny in a way.
It is. It's pushing boundaries, finding humor in the macabre. Maybe a way to process those strong negative feelings.
And the comments about her singing voice, they just don't let up.
No, foul, honking vibrato, really direct criticism.
Often comparing her unfavorably to Dusty Springfield or Dionne Warwick singing the same songs.
Right. It's not just general dislike. It's specific critique of her talent, positioning her as lesser than her contemporaries.
Her looks, too. Jokes about her teeth, later her hairstyles.
The Lion-O from Thundercats comparison, that one sticks in the mind.
It does. It feels quite relentless, that level of scrutiny.
Well, public figures, especially on TV for so long, often face that. But forums provide a place for it to be shared, maybe amplified.
And what about that OXO cube and orange anecdote? It keeps coming up, but what even is it?
It's one of those weird details that takes on a life of its own online, isn't it? It becomes shorthand for her being odd or unpleasant, even if the original context gets lost.
Like a piece of forum folklore?
Exactly. Part of the Cilla mythology, moopy style.
Then there's talk of a potential West End musical about her life.
Met with predictable cynicism on the forum, of course.
Of course. And the statue they unveiled in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. That got some reactions. Comparisons to Danny Minogue, I think, and a shawarma.
A shawarma. Okay. It really shows the gap between official tributes and this particular online reaction, doesn't it?
Completely. The statue becomes just another target for sarcastic comments.
And Paul O'Grady's joke in 2017. That felt significant.
About her supposedly taking cocaine during Blind Date. Yeah, coming from a close friend like him, that lands differently.
It adds to that narrative of, you know, a more complicated private reality behind the public face, even if it was just a joke.
It definitely blurred the line.
Looking further ahead in the thread, someone imagines future folklore calling her Cilla Black.
Huh. Like, her reputation for being difficult will just grow into this myth over time.
It speaks to how these online narratives can really shape legacies, doesn't it?
For sure. And even more recently, that TikTok campaign, trying to get the surprise, surprise theme to Christmas number one.
Imagine the moopy reaction to that. Probably a mix of horror and amusement.
Probably. It shows how figures like her can just reappear in pop culture in unexpected ways years later, sparking the whole debate again.
And that final point someone made about the nation being gaslit by baby boomers into thinking she was great.
Oof. That's a strong take. But it really points to a potential generational divide in how she's seen.
Why do you think those generational views can differ so much?
Different cultural reference points, maybe. Different media landscapes they grew up in. What one generation saw as iconic, another might see very differently through, like, a modern lens.
It makes sense. And there are so many little details in the thread that stick with you.
Like the mention of her show, The Moment of Truth.
Yeah, and the claim its theme tune ripped off Sash, La Primavera. That's niche 90s dance music trivia right there.
It really is. And the anecdote about the panto rehearsals.
Demanding they happen in London, even though the panto was in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. It just reinforces that distancing herself from her roots idea for some people.
And someone links to a whole other forum, a cabin crew one, apparently full of negative stories about her too.
Right. So it wasn't just moopy feeling that way. It corroborates the anecdotes in a way.
There's also that weird aside about Carol Vorderman being rude at Gatwick, but also being snatch gameable.
Huh. Yeah, like you can be perceived as difficult and be iconic enough for drag impersonation. It's an odd mix.
But then, offering a slight counterpoint, one user actually says they found her early 60s voice quite listenable.
Yeah, see, even within this generally critical space, you still get these little moments of differing opinion. It wasn't entirely monolithic negativity.
And the BBC review, quote, someone found, describing footage of her singing appearing with no warning.
That's such a wonderfully understated shade, isn't it?
It really is. And the person whose friend saw her grave marker saying singer and thought it was a bit of a stretch.
Ouch. darkly funny, but again, speaks volumes about how her talent was perceived by some. These little personal moments can be quite revealing.
Someone also noted her demeanor in old surprise, surprise clips, how she seemed quite unaffected, even delivering huge news.
Yeah, like a kind of professional barrier was always up, or just a particular TV persona she maintained.
And the suggestion her late life mullet was an act of revenge? Against who? The world. It's just wonderfully bizarre.
That's the joy of forum speculation, isn't it? It can go anywhere, get really creative and absurd.
Like the jokes about her having secret children. Potentially Billy Ray Martin.
Pure playful speculation, yeah. And then the very blunt description of her home, the Wirral hovel, as repulsive.
Again, just that intense negativity from some quarters. No holding back.
No filter whatsoever.
And woven into all this are these little nostalgic mentions of, like, watching TV in chip shops back in the day or renting TVs.
Yeah, it provides this backdrop of older media habits against which all these very modern, very unfiltered online takes are happening. It's quite a contrast.
So stepping back from the whirlwind of the moopy thread.
Yeah.
What are the main things we've pulled out here?
Well, I think it's clear this forum gives you a perspective on Cilla Black you just wouldn't get from, you know, mainstream obituaries. It's much more critical, often very harsh.
Definitely. A real mix of maybe some underlying nostalgia, but overwhelmed by criticism of her personality or talent and just this relentless dark humor around her death.
Yeah, that dark humor is pervasive, and the longevity of the thread itself is kind of remarkable.
So for you, the listener, what this deep dive really shows is how complicated public reaction to a celebrity death can be, especially online.
Absolutely. Behind the official tributes, you find this messy, contradictory world of opinions, fondness, dislike, bizarre jokes, conspiracy theories, the lot.
And the fact this thread kept going for years shows Cilla Black still occupies this, well, significant and contested space in British culture, even in death.
Which brings us to a final thought, maybe for you to ponder. Thinking about these moopy reactions, the good, the bad, the very ugly, what does it tell us about how we actually process the deaths of famous people?
Especially figures like Cilla, who clearly provoked really strong and sometimes quite negative feelings in a lot of people.
Yeah. What does this kind of raw online reaction reveal about memory, legacy, and how we collectively sort of negotiate the stories of public lives after they end? It's definitely something to think about.